Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Yeah, I would say that I have rarely seen someone who entered the political scene and it has been so unkind to them. What are we talking about here? All I can say is, geez Louise, you know, the first time we ever saw Elon Musk ever polled was all the way back in June of 2016. He was the most popular person polled by Bloomberg back in June of 2016 with a plus 29 percentage point net favorable rating. Down we go as we go to this side of the screen, July of 2025, minus 37 points.
Well, Elon Musk has followed through with his threat to form a new political party after Congress passed the Big Beautiful Bill, which raises the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. Musk filed documents with the Federal Election Commission establishing a new political entity known as the America Party. He wants to end the two-party system that has controlled American politics since 1850. Now, as the owner of X, Elon has a direct line of communication to 104 million users in the United States, and his posts are often shared across Facebook, Instagram, and other social media channels. He's also the richest man on the planet with a net worth of $420 billion. So funding this new party isn't a problem. Now, this will obviously shake up things in Washington, but could it also affect your wallet? Tesla stock, which is held in almost every retirement portfolio, has seen huge swings over the last year. It nearly doubled after President Trump won the election, but shares are down almost 50% this year. Is there more pain to come? And will this new America Party help or hurt your investments? Well, joining me to discuss this is my good friend and stock market expert, Ross Givens. Ross is a 20-year market veteran, a former Vice President J.P. Morgan Chase, and one of the nation's leading authorities on insider trading. In fact, Ross will be hosting another one of his amazing free trainings on all of his insights into insider trading this Thursday. Just click on that link below for more information. Ross, thanks for being here. Great to see you as always, my friend.
Hey, Dr. Steve. Always good to see you.
Yeah, it's always great seeing you, man. Well, I did, you know, I'm very curious about this because I thought of you, obviously, with both the politics of it, but also with Tesla stock tanking and so forth. I just wanted to get your thoughts on both. You know, it's Tesla is a favorite for a lot of investors, and this could be a great time to buy it, maybe not. But before we get into that, I'm curious what you think about this whole new America Party, because this, as a stock market guy, I mean, you obviously follow the one and only Elon Musk very closely.
Sure. Yeah, I do. And you kind of have to, right? I mean, he's one of the top businessmen of all time, definitely in my lifetime. You know, this guy, he's a phenom, right? I mean, he founds PayPal, sells it to eBay, uses that money to start Tesla. Tesla then becomes one of the best performing stocks of all time. It's up like 23,000% since it went public in 2010. He owns Twitter, XAI, Neuralink, et cetera. And then, you know, as you pointed out, you know better than anyone, the guy gets into politics, dips his toe in, plays a big role in getting Trump reelected, probably the biggest political comeback of all time. So, you know, when you step back and look at it, here's what I've learned about Elon Musk to answer your question.
Well, it doesn't pay to bet against the guy.
That's
obviously.
It, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I don't disagree with you because I don't know if anyone, even someone like Elon Musk, could compete with the apparatus, the size, the power of the Republican Party.
Well, that's true. And I think he knows that. I also don't think he has to. And I think I've heard you touch on this before, but he's taking a very tactical approach based on what he's said. I mean, his goal, as he stated publicly, is to try to get 2 to 3 Senate seats, 8 to 10 seats in the House. And to the average person, it doesn't sound like much. But as you know, almost every major bill, at least recently, gets passed by just a couple of votes. I mean, the big, beautiful bill passed by, what, one, right? I think it was one vote.
Yep.
And so, you know, listen, if his America Party, even if he just has 3 or 4% of Congress, neither political party would be able to push a bill through without them. So they could hold up these spending bills, whether Democrats introduced it, whether Republicans introduced it, and demand they make meaningful cuts to spending if they want to get it through. So I think these would probably be the most unpopular guys in D.C., but, you know, in theory, they could drive a wedge, kind of get a stronghold on Washington.
Yeah, kind of almost like a Joe Manchin party or something.
Exactly.
Something into that. Yeah. Well, whether he succeeds or not, investors are seeing big, big swings in their portfolios from Musk's on-again, off-again relationship with President Trump. You were showing me earlier how Tesla stock doubled after Trump got elected, then completely reversed and has been getting clobbered this year. So as an investor, this is your bread and butter.
Sure.
Is this a good time to buy Tesla stock or will things get worse? What's your take on that?
Well, here's the thing you got to remember about stocks. And I think that the period you just laid out, maybe the first year of Trump's presidency, shows this better than anything. You know, people buy and sell stocks based on what they think is going to happen in the future, right? So when Trump won, here you've got Elon Musk, who has the ear of the president, most powerful man in the world. He's camping out of the White House. And so investors thought Tesla would be getting all sorts of favorable treatment. The stock shot way up, goes from a $600 billion company to more than $1 trillion company. But then we saw the reality. Tesla was not doing better. In fact, it was doing much worse because the liberals who used to buy all these EVs now hated the guy. Right, I mean, they're spray painting cars, they're vandalizing dealerships,
they're roasting cars. Marshmallows on them. Yeah,
that's crazy. It. And it came out of the numbers. I mean, Tesla's earnings were down 40% in the last quarter, so the stock has come crashing way down. And then, of course, you know, he breaks up the bromance with Trump. He accuses him of being on the Epstein files. I mean, that's not going to do anybody any favors. He's just basically pouring diesel fuel on this thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it just can, and then the America Party even just further
alienates
the two. So am I surmising correctly here that you are not buying Tesla stock at the moment?
No, definitely not buying it here. But honestly, not even for the reasons I just mentioned. The reason I don't want to buy Tesla stock here is because the top guy at the company, at least behind Elon, is selling this stock hand over fist. So you know this, you and I've talked about this for years, but the reason we've had such success in the market is we follow people who know more than us. That's it, right? And the one guy in the world who knows Tesla stock better than anybody else is, and I always botch his name, but Vaibhav Tanjaya, I think it is. He's the company's chief executive officer, right? He's the CFO.
Okay.
So, you know, this guy knows the company inside and out. I mean, he knows how many cars got sold last month, last quarter. He knows the sales, the profits, deliverables, projections, all of it. He has full, complete access to every piece of inside information regarding Tesla. And with that information, guess what? He's not buying. In fact, he is selling Tesla stock at a record pace. And I don't think people realize this, at least the average person, but you can track these insider buying and selling. You can see right. when every politician, every company insider. That's what I'm going to be doing live. So you guys want to learn how to do this stuff, to see it, click the link below. It's this coming Thursday. But Dr. Steve, I sent you a couple of charts. If you yeah. would, pull that first one up.
Yeah.
This is a five-year chart of Tesla stock. And again, it's as volatile as the CEO, right? It's up and down and all over.
As volatile as the CFO. I love it.
But I've marked on here the places where this guy, the chief financial officer, where he sold his biggest sales over the last couple of years. And again, this guy knows when things are going well. He knows when they're not. And so he uses this information to kind of cash out near the top, right? These guys get tons and tons of stock and stock options. So when you look at where he sold, I mean, it's right up here at the peaks in 2021, 2022, 2023, again this year, right before the big drops. Well, let me show you what he's been doing over the last 6 months. This guy is selling Tesla stock as fast as they can, almost a dozen times and growing in just the last few months. So instead of trying to get out at the top, which is what he's historically done, he's just trying to get out.
Dang. Wow.
So that is the reason, and that's what tells me Tesla stock likely has a lot further to fall.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yeah. Dang, dude. I mean, I don't know as much about stocks as you do, but when the guy who, I assume I'm correct here, who manages the finances of the company is selling, it's probably smart to do the same.
Not a great sign. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. If they're not, maybe not the captain, but the skipper is jumping off the ship. Yeah. You know, the craziest part to me in all this, and which I don't think most people realize, and this is why I love what you do so much, is that this is all public information. You can see when these insiders are buying or selling their stock for free, right? Literally online. And by the way, you know, I got to tell you, and maybe he's even watching today, but when I was on a vacation up at Lake George, last week we were coming back on Route 87 or something. We were at a stop, a rest stop. A guy recognized me, came up, chatted, and he mentioned you. And he said, "I love that guy, Ross.
Okay,
who gives me all these kind of free tips on shows me how to find this information online." You were doing that again this July 24th, right? Thursday, July 24th, 3 p.m. You're hosting a free online event. You're going to walk all of us through how to follow congressional and executive trades to potentially profit ourselves, to basically draft behind them in what they're doing, correct?
Absolutely right. And you're a lot more famous than me, so I'll take the piggyback fame. I have no shame in riding
your
coattails.
We're all drafting on each other, man.
Well, yeah, look, we've been doing this as a service for our members since 2017. It's no secret. All we do is we buy stocks when insiders are buying, and we sell when they sell. We've never had a losing year. We've beaten the market every single year and by a pretty wide margin.
And that's what you show people how to do in your training event next week, right? Yeah.
Yep,
it's amazing. You just follow these insider trades themselves. Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. Thursday, 24, 3 p.m. is free event. We do it online, as you know, so everybody can join. There's a link below, name, email, et cetera. We'll send you all the details. But I mean, look, I'll be frank. We have members who've made hundreds of thousands of dollars following this stuff. So it is extremely valuable, and it really just, it's logical. It makes sense, right? I mean, when the people who know the company better than anyone else are buying, you may want to follow along. When they're all selling, you may want to sell, right?
Right.
Pretty straightforward. Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How common is this? So like with Tesla, you've got a CFO who's selling millions of dollars of his own stock, which is a sign to get out. But do you also see them buying low, as it were, buying their stock before it goes up?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really our bread and butter. You know, Tesla is obviously a huge stock. The company's worth around $1 trillion right now. Wow. It's, as you said, held in every, you can't, it's hard not to own Tesla. It's in every index fund. It's in every mutual fund, along with Apple, Google, Amazon, Netflix, right? The usual suspects. But Dr. T, there's more than 10,000 publicly traded stocks out there in the market, well beyond the 20 or 30 most people have heard of. And most of these are flying completely under the radar. These are small to medium-sized companies that are not run by billionaires, that will never see the cover of the Wall Street Journal. And every one of them has a CEO, has a CFO, has a vice president, board members, folks. And these people routinely buy their own stock with their own money in their own account just before good news comes out, shocker, and sends that stock shooting higher.
Now, I mean, I love it. And again, we've known each other now for years, and I've just watched you do this kind of magic. Again, I do like that kind of image. Maybe I'm watching too much F1 or something, but that drifting, you know, behind what they're already doing, right?
Great analogy.
Yeah, well, for our viewers who may not be as familiar with the stock market or hearing about this for the very first time, I mean, could you just break this down a little bit for us? How does it work? Maybe give a couple of examples of what kinds of things that they would that they could know that could give them such a big advantage as these investors have.
Sure. I mean, the most common thing is probably earnings, right? So every quarter, every public company has to report their sales and their profits. And if these numbers are much better than investors think, the stock will shoot up. If they're much worse, it's going to go down. Well, guess who knows exactly what their company's profits were last quarter?
Right.
The
right.
CEO, the right. CFO, the board, the VPs. And so, you know, if they are all buying the stock in big amounts right before this earnings report is scheduled to come out, and especially if we see things like they're all buying all at once, they're buying for the first time in 5 years, right? Odds are those numbers are pretty good. And that was the case with DOMO, one we did a couple of months ago. It was like $7.50 share stock. All the insiders are buying it. Earnings come out. The thing's doubled in 3 months. We're still riding it higher.
More. What else? What else you got? Give us more.
We want more.
Drug trials. Drug trials are a big one with these little pharmaceutical stocks, and especially the young ones, right? These things can double, triple in a day if like they announce positive drug trials. Yeah, FDA approval, that kind of stuff, because that means that they're going to be making billions in profits down the road as this drug comes out. So the stock is going to act and respond to this almost immediately. Now, when I was on your channel last year, I told you we were buying that little biotech stock. It was called Perspective Therapeutics. And this stock was 40 cents a share, right? It's totally off the radar. No one's watching this. No one's even heard of it. And then suddenly 11 people at the highest level of this company bought the stock in 1 week. The CEO bought, the CFO, half the board, the vice president, the chief medical officer, right? Biggest cluster of insider buying at this company in 20 years. Wouldn't you know it, a week later, they announced these positive results for that leading candidate. The stock went up 430%. Investors made five times their money in a couple of months on this. So my message to people is simple. You need to be watching this stuff. It is free information. You just need to know how to find it and what to look for. That's why, of course, we hold these free training events every couple of months to show people, and we're going to do it again this Thursday, how to use this information for your advantage.
It's so awesome. Yeah, gang, don't miss Ross's free training event that he's putting on for all our subscribers. Again, it's Thursday, July 24th, 3 p.m. Eastern. There's a link in the description to sign up. I've been to a number of them, and I can tell you they are extremely eye-opening and well worth your time. Absolutely amazing, amazing stuff.
Thank you. And as you know, I mean, we barely scratched the surface of this conversation. I mean, when you see what Pelosi and members in Congress, you know, are doing, you can see those trades as well. All those are public information. I'm going to show you guys everything on Thursday. One other thing I forgot to mention, when you register for next week's event, I'm also going to send you our most recent trade recommendation for free. So we're going to send you the full research report, the name, the ticker symbol, all the data. It's totally free. So even if you can't attend, I encourage you to put your name, email in there for that. But yeah, I'm excited. You're expecting another big crowd. And I think people are going to be, as usual, just mind blown by what's out there and what they have available to them.
It is awesome. You speak in front of thousands at a time. It's incredible. Gang, the event is online, so you can enjoy it from the comfort of your own couch, completely free to attend. And Ross is going to show you everything you need to know on how to trade, especially like Pelosi, right? But legally and ethically, that's the beauty of it. This is all public information. I keep in mind one thing I do like to let everybody know. There is a registration cap on the first 1,000 registrants. So if you've ever been to one of Ross's free trainings, they fill up fast. So do not wait. You do not want to miss out on this. So click on that link below right now, register, make sure to get in on the first 1,000, and I'll be there as well. We'll see you on Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Ross, always an honor and blessing to chat with you. Keep up the amazing work, my friend.
All right, same to you, Dr. Steve. Good talking with you.
Good talking with you, man.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.